Sunday night, Or L'Chaf Hei Sivan, Chavis Halvavis Men Shir, Sharak Nia, Perek Zion. We started Perek Zion. Page Reish Zion was the beginning of Perek Zion. It's talking about very open, ostentatious almost, even though it's a funny word to use for Baal Kniya, very open ways in which you can tell that someone has this midah, and this is like a peak nisyonos that someone might have, that if he's been kone this midah, so he's a Baal Kniya. So number one, he said it's five. And we said there's a lot of overlap in the perek that talked about how to be kone the midah, which was perek hey, and in perek vav, which talked about what the Baal Kniya, someone who wants to develop the midah, if he was kone it, and wants to make sure it sticks, and he should practice certain hanhogas, and there were 10 of them. And now perek shvi is five sort of situations in which you could tell that the guy was kind of kniya. So obviously there's going to be a lot of overlap. So number one is that when he's angry, and it's very important, the Chazal is very medayik to say when he's angry. There's a famous Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, you know, there's a famous Chazal that is famous. Hane'alovim ve'enam olvim, shomim cherposon ve'enam meshivin. Right, you've heard of that? If someone, that's a very high madrega, if someone embarrasses you, or someone is berating you, and you are ne'elovim, you are, he's wiping the floor with you, you're insulted, but you don't answer back, you're quiet. So that's a very big gevura, and v'o'avav could say, so shemish b'gevura also. So the Chafetz Chaim points out that it's ne'elovim, it means you felt it. If you think this guy is a jerk, and this guy is a nobody, you have no respect for him whatsoever, and you don't care what he says about you. It's like a mosquito, you know. So that's, you're not, it's very nice. It might be true, you know, but it's not this midah. You're not zocha to this midah. The midah is not, I love him. You feel the pain, you feel the hurt, you feel insulted. So the Chafetz Chaim points that out many times, that, you know, when you're quiet, it's because you think the guy, you know, gorgeous the guy.
It's not very nice. It's the opposite of what we were learning in Kriya before. You know, gorgeous the guy is probably gaiva.
Yeah, but if that's the case, let's say, I don't know, it doesn't have to be an Indian of gaiva. It could be, let's say, an 8-year-old comes over, and insults you, so you don't answer back. So you're not now loving. That's the Chavis Chaim's point. So I'm saying, the Chavis Halbavis also is, if you're medayik in what he says, is beis charonapo. You got angry. A guy ba'avled you. A guy did something to you. Al shehera lo b'dibur, either in deed or b'maisa, or in word or in deed, and you got angry. It's just careful to say. And Moshal B'Yitzro, you then didn't act upon your anger. V'solachlo, and you mevat there, alaf yecholto li'pora. And it was in your ability to get him back, but you controlled yourself because of kniya, mitoch hanova v'shiflos. Very, very hard to do. It's mashma from the Chavis Halvavis. I mean, there are other midos. Let's say you decide you want to do what the Chavetz Chaim says. You want to be from the ne'elovim ve'enem ovim shomim cherposim ve'enem meshivim olav akosavoymer v'o'avav k'tzei sashemish b'gvuroso. I don't think that's mitoch hanova v'shiflus. That's, you want to cash in. you know this member of Chazal, and you know there's an inyan that you should be bolein piv, it's called. You should keep your mouth shut, quite frankly. Bolein piv b'shas meriva. Even if you know someone says something to you that really ticks you off.
But didn't we also learn earlier that a Baal Kniya doesn't get angry to begin with?
Yeah. That's why, as I said, there's a lot of overlap, but the reason this perek exists is this is like nisyonos that will really manifest, you know, when the chips are down, it will show Kniya. So it shows it. We're talking about like obvious signs of it. You go, if a guy doesn't get angry, so that's his chovos halvavos that he's showing kniya, but you don't see that. You might see someone that is a balgaiva and holds this guy's a jerk and he's not goris what he says. Chavilavavos in Perek Zion is talking about five situations where someone's kinyan of the midah kniya is obvious, and you see Taka, this guy's a model, a role model for kniya. In the other case, you don't see it. That's why I would assume he's medactic to say he got angry, like the Chofetz Chaim's ne'elavim, and he holds it in because of kniya, because he feels maybe he's right. Who says that I am worthy of having, you know, of getting the guy back? Maybe I should just accept it as a kaporo of my averus, you know, whatever about kniya would think. He wouldn't think that he's that he is worthy to respond, right? He would think about Hashem, that Hashem made the guy do it, and right, he sees everything through that focus. And legabi Hashem, he's nichnan. That's what we saw also, not necessarily legabi people, but legabi Hashem. So like, I guess it's like David HaMelech by Shimi Ben Gera. That would be the ultimate kniya, where he's nichna to Hashem. He's nichna, he says, Hashem, omolo kalel. It's really, you know, so he controls himself, and he says, you know, let me think this through. It's not really him, it's really Hashem. So that would be number one. Number two is basically the same, a little different. If something happens to him, he loses a lot of money, or someone gets sick. You know, the things that happen in life, and he, instead of a face panicking or getting angry at Hashem, imhedif el tatocheles, he's ma'adif savlonut, meaning in this case patience. He doesn't lose himself. He accepts it as Hashem's will. Doesn't mean he doesn't do anything about it. You know, you do whatever you can do. You have your chiyuv ishtadlus, which involves doing whatever you can do. But he is accepting of it. He's not resentful or bitter or angry. Imhedif es atocheles, that means acceptance or savlonut, really. Al kotzer apayim, above getting angry or lashing out. And it's mitochis masros l'gzeres Hashem. This is the midah of kniya, because he's mosur, he accepts it as the will of Hashem. But kabbalah's dino beratzon, kabbalah's din is already even a higher madrega, where you justify what Hashem did, as you're able to say clearly kelamuna ve'enovel, and you makabel the din, which means you're saying in effect, I deserve whatever happened to me. Maybe I'm not sure why, but I know that kelamuna ve'enovel, so you know. So obviously it must be deserved, and it probably is deserved. And that's what the Baal Kaniya mind works that way. This shows al kenus on v'sanuso ukniyoso l'shem yisadav yisroma, and the epitome of this is Aaron Hakohen. Chmoish Amar Hakosu Baron Alav Hashalom Beis Nisyonu Benodav Ve'aviu Vayidom Aaron. So Aaron was silent, accepting the will of Hashem. But Omar David HaMelech says the pasuk can tell him. Dom Hashem v'hischol elo, be quiet. V'hischol elo means be makabel, don't get angry, resentful, upset, mad. This is what, what does the Baal Kaniya think? He thinks this is Hashem's will. I'm bottled to Hashem, I'm nothing without Hashem. Whatever Hashem does, Hashem has the right to toy with me also, so to speak. You know, you don't think he's toying with you. Kabbalah Sadin means you are prepared to accept it as Kelamuna Ve'ein Ovel, that it's Yashar. Barmer Lachen Amaschel Boy Sahi Yidom. Vashlishi number three. So number one was someone gets you angry, like really gets you angry. What do you then do? You control yourself. Number two is you suffer. Either someone gets sick or you lose a lot of money, and you accept it as Din Shamayim, and you accept it as Din Shamayim. Number three is that people are talking about you. And if people are talking about you, they're saying one of two things. They're either saying that you're the best thing to happen to Klal Yisrael since sliced bread, and you're unbelievable, or they're saying that you're an SOB, and you're a meshugana, and a jerk, and whatever else they can think of you, a child molester, whatever. In the Svarsim Shmo, Bein V'nei Odom, V'tovo Bara, so the Baal Kaniya, and he puts this into one category, the Baal Kaniya doesn't react. He doesn't get all excited if he's praised, and he doesn't get all depressed and upset if he's berated or made fun of or whatever. Im shibchu mishabeach, if someone's praising him, betov sha'asa, so actually yokel mishabchu ba, you know, he makes nothing of it. The yozalzel ba belibo, he even think that this is, you know, he doesn't want to hear from it. The guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He doesn't realize. V'tikdam be'enov mechdeisha teskabel mimenu. V'tikdam be'enov mechdeisha teskabel mimenu l'fnei Hashem. He understands that in the eyes of Hashem, the guy's making a big deal. You say, oh, he mamish never misses minyan. You know, see, the Baal Kaniya thinks himself never misses minyan. Boy, that's pretty sad. That's all I do. Right? I mean, I'm supposed to daven with kavana and think about how great Hashem is to me and think about all these great things, and that's the best I can come up with is he davens with a minyan. You know, that's pretty sad. Lagabi, what I owe Hashem. The tikdam, so first of all, he says, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He read this somewhere, you know. He thinks he has to say this. It's in the script. And he's mocked in what he said because he realizes what he really owes Hashem. The tikdam bein of mechdeshet eskabel mimenu lefnei Hashem. The teirotza lefon of machlas katnusa. Its smallness biyachas vis-a-vis lecholvoso, his obligations. Shehi pikama meyosa atova. The yomel mishapcho, and he actually says to the person praising him, I don't know if he says it or he thinks it, katzer na'ochi, okay, make it quick, you know, keep it short. Because it doesn't measure up to my averus. You're talking about the good things I did. You want to see the averus. You want to see the one that got away. You want to see the averus, and it's elakavuka seish b'yom. It's like a match in the ocean. The ocean being my averus, and the match being what you're praising me for. Even if it is worth something, I saved someone's life. Come on, you can't minimize that. You saved someone's life. So still, you should think about that, the lack of purity in the action. In other words, so the Baal Kaniya doesn't want to be praised, doesn't feel like he has met his obligations. He feels nichna, he feels humbled, he feels like he's never doing enough, he needs to do more. So He's thinking that my actions were not pure. Maybe they had an agenda. Maybe they were for the sake of gaiva. Maybe they were for fame. Maybe they were for schar. Maybe they were so that people should hold of me. So he's always questioning his actions. So he's praising me for it, but he doesn't know that, you know, that I was assuming people would praise me for it, and that's why I did it. And then the Maisa gets ruined. The Chavit Halvavus repeats this yisod throughout the Sefer, that you could ruin a Maisa Tov with the wrong thoughts. You don't ruin it totally. You'll always get something if you did the right thing, but you ruin it, you eviscerate it by having the wrong thoughts. You have to do it lishma because it's Hashem's will. How do I escape from the fact that it's full of pagoim? I need Hashem to accept it from me. Like it says in the pasuk, we have such a thing. You're coming to me with korbanos. You have plenty of averus together, and even your mitzvahs are not clean. He calls it a ketores toeva, and it's referring to such matters, mitzvahs that are impure. If it wasn't even true what the guy said, mix them up with someone else. Or you start making up a story. Practicing for the matzeva, maybe. You have to quickly set the guy straight. Maybe you don't have to interrupt him, I don't know. But tell the guy that's praising you, oh my goodness. It's been enough my sins of omission to Hashem, and you're making things worse. You're putting me in the category of Shemahalalim Ve'enbo, which is a category which is not enviable, that Hashem is not pleased with you. Don't give me the avera of imilui chavosi v'avona hisradus b'meshaloa sisi. Don't do this to me. Now I got this on my head also, that I got praised for something and robbed him, and I didn't even do it. It's not even true, and it wasn't the way they're saying it, and then you just have trouble from it. That's what he says good about you. Now if he says bad about you, so we'll see tomorrow night.